Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. I have a great guest coming up for you guys this half hour. Natasha Owens is making her first appearance on the program this year to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that music with all of you. Her album, I Made It Through, is already making an impact, and the single you guys are going to be hearing today is one that I definitely know is going to touch you no matter where you might be in your life. Natasha, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Well, thank you, Cyrus. Thank you for having me.
Look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Congratulations to you on the album, I Made It Through. I should say the album is available through our partner at Amazon.com. But, Natasha, what has it been like for you to kind of hear the response back from individuals about the music and also how it is touching them?
Wow. You know, it has been such an exciting ride so far. You know, I'm so humbled to be in the position that I am to be able to get out God's message. And you know, my goal, it always makes me smile for someone to say that they like my music, they like my voice, whatever. But it really, really puts joy in my heart to hear them say that the music has touched them or helped them through something. You know, that's the goal, to get the message out, to help them.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you know, I think all things have a beginning, Natasha. So for you, when did you first realize the gift through singing that you had been given?
I have loved music all my life. You know, I come from a musical family, and, you know, from songwriters to singers to musicians, and, you know, sang in church growing up all my life in choir, praise team. But it wasn't until the past probably 5 years that I saw a difference in God's hand on my life and guiding me in a certain direction. And, you know, back in 2010, my father passed away suddenly, and it was only a couple months after that that I was asked to, we had a need within our small church for a music minister to step up and not just praise sing, but completely, you know, lead people into the praise and worship. And, you know, I didn't know if I was ready for that because I was still dealing with the shock and the grief of my dad, but I prayed about it, felt like that God was calling me in that direction, and so went ahead and just jumped out by faith and did it. And, you know, it was the most rewarding experience of my life because God taught me so much throughout that time in connecting with the song. And if you can make such a connection with a song and be a transparency, almost like a flow through from him out to the crowd when you're leading praise and worship, then it's God that they hear and feel. It's not necessarily you that they hear. And that's what it's all about. It's uplifting him and humbling yourself so that that can happen. So when that happened, you know, I went through all the proper stages of grief, and I got to this angry stage about halfway through doing this worship minister job. And it was so hard for me because I was so angry at God for taking him. You know, I thought that he could have saved him. And I just, you know, I felt so bad. Every Sunday I would get up on that stage and try to lead people into praise and worship. And the problem was I was so angry at God, I felt like he had failed me. And I was trying to teach, you know, convey to them through this music how great God was. And I, at that time, I didn't believe that. But I just hung in there. I tried to stay focused, and I knew I had a job to do. And God began to work with me through that, and I didn't even realize it. Looking back on it, all the songs I chose during that period of time were restoration songs. And I just hung on to those songs, and God completely took the bitterness and the anger and the frustration and all of that away. and gave peace and hope and strength and comfort in return, and I didn't even realize what was happening.
Yeah.
And so when I was given the opportunity to do a CD, I said, you know, it has to be a restoration CD, because I was in such a – I was in that fork in the road where I could have turned away from him so easily, and I was going that direction, or come closer to him. And that's what these songs did for me, and that's what I wanted to do for somebody else, you know.
Right.
So that's kind of the story of how it came about, you know. And so, so far, the feedback, it's no matter what someone's going through, not just grief, but there's, you know, everybody's going through something these days. The world is just so, you know, there's not a peace these days about anything. And it's helping people in so many different situations, and that just makes me so proud, because it's not me that they're hearing, it's God, and it's his anointing in those words.
And you know what? I think that is part of the connection that people feel, Natasha. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Natasha Owens is our guest. I was asking her, you know, what it's been like for her to not only share this gift, but when she first realized it. And just your sharing a part of your story there, Natasha, there were two things that came to mind. One, of course, is the importance of being transparent. The second is a realization that all of us have to come to, I think, regardless of what gift we've been given, and that is it's not about us. And it when you were talking about how you were feeling and yet how you were still able to lead, that is proof in itself that it's not about the individual, but it's about God working through that individual. Do you think that is what has helped you to remain humble in the face of success and also the idea of recognition? Do you think that realization is what keeps you focused?
Absolutely, because, you know, I know that there are so many more talented people out there, you know, and I keep reminding myself of that, because, you know, with everything that's happening, I'm in shock and awe that God has allowed me to be a representative for him, you know. And as long as I keep remembering that there are people that are much more talented, but through God I can do all things. I may not be the best singer by myself, but through him and through his anointing, that's what people feel and hear, and that's what makes the difference, you know.
Exactly.
And so that keeps me grounded. I thank God every day for the opportunity, and the goal is not for money, and it's not for, you know, fame and all of that. It's to help somebody, and it's to get this message out, you know. And as long as I think I stay focused on that, I think the humility will continue to be there.
That's the thing, and I think that is the key for all of us. Again, everyone, Natasha Owens is our guest. We're having a great conversation with her already, talking with her about the journey that has led her to where she is today. Natasha, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back from the break, okay, I want to talk about I Made It Through. It's a powerful album, as I mentioned. I got it through Amazon.com. We're going to be telling our listeners how they can go and get not only the individual singles, so they can get the whole album, but also the single we're going to be listening to, Not For a Moment. We're going to talk about that single as well, and what you hope our listeners take away from it as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're listening to us here at 92.3 FM for our radio listeners and online around the world. Thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. You know, I want to thank you guys who are communicating with us on the social media sites about this conversation. I think, you know, you guys are picking up on what I did with Natasha's first part of her testimony here, and that is about, you know, realizing how that even through grief, even through going through a difficult time, how we are able to press forward and to remember what is important. And I think, again, regardless of what our individual interest might be or what our individual gift is that we've been given, I think as long as we're able to remain focused on that, it helps us really in being able to keep ourselves out of it, to keep self out of the way. Natasha, let me ask you this, though, before we go to that break, because, you know, what you shared here is such an inspiration. Is that what you have heard from people as well, that your story has inspired them no matter what challenge they have gone through?
Yeah, that's what we're hearing unanimously along the way, is that, you know, they before they even heard the story or the bio, they heard the music and they already felt what I was trying to convey. They felt that empathy, because I've been down that road, and they felt that connection, they felt that anointing, and they felt God through it. So when they heard the bio, it just, it all kind of made sense for them, because that was already what they were thinking through the music, you know. And in the middle of the CD packet, I put my story about how this CD came about, because I wanted whoever opened that and touched that to know what was behind this music. They're not, it's not just words, it's not just songs. There is a message not only that God wants to put out there, that he will never leave you and he will always guide you through something, but then there's my story too about how I'm a testimony, how God did it through me.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that is the thing, to be able to have that testimony, because there's so many people out there, Natasha, who will say that people don't understand, or they will feel as though they're going through this alone. But when you made the comment, you know, about how you were feeling towards God because of what had happened, there are so many people I know out there who can relate to that, who know what that's like, who want to be able to believe what they're even singing or saying and reading, but because of what they're feeling, it's hard to get there. And I think that honesty is what is being rewarded, and I think that is a great thing. Jeff, if you don't mind, let's hold off on the break, and let's go ahead and talk about the album, I Made It Through, because I think this is such an important message, Natasha, and since we were having the flow here, you know, we'll just keep it going.
Sure.
I Made It Through is the title of the album, and the tracks, I think, are really almost to me like journal entries with the album. Talk to us about Not For a Moment and how that song came about.
Not For a Moment is actually, I'm so excited about the song. It is the only one on the album that is not original. There's 9 original, never to be heard before. Not For a Moment was actually written by Meredith Andrews and recorded a year ago. And so we at first kind of struggled in picking a single, because it's, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, it was normal to remake songs. But here, it's a little unconventional to do a first-time single with a first-time artist with a song that's already been done.
Right.
But the longer that we kind of went through the songs trying to pick, the more God just kept tugging at my heart about this song. And, you know, we were all in agreement. I said, you know, y'all may not think this is the right song, but I do. This whole story is not the typical story, so we need to be different with this. God wants this song especially showcased because of the powerful message that's behind it. It's a message of strength and hope. And, you know, I was praying about this interview, and I said, God, you know, it's not my words, it's yours. Please give me something for this song. Because this song is the one that I fell in love with it from the beginning, and it has really helped me through a lot of things I've been going through in the past year. And God gave me this. He said, he put on my heart, you know, when you're going through something and it's so dark that you can't see, God sometimes uses our other senses. And, you know, they say when a person has a physical disability like loss of sight, the other senses like hearing, touch, and smell, they overcompensate and they become more sensitive. And I believe that's the way it works spiritually too. Sometimes I think he has to take away spiritually our sight in order for us to hear him, because that's the only way he can guide us in to where we need to be. If he has to take that control away from us, you know?
Right.
And that was such a powerful thought. I thought, my God, you know, I researched it real quick before I came on, and I said, you know, the thought that came to my mind is that you may not can see him, but you can hear him calling, and that's how you know what direction to go into. Sometimes you just need to close your eyes and raise your hands and just listen for him, because you can't see in the middle of something. It's too close to you, you know. They say the mountain looks so big when it's right in front of you, but when it's far away, you can see other things around it, you know, but it completely takes up your vision when you're in the midst of something. And that's why this remembering that concept is so important through the message of this song when you're going through something, because this song says when you feel that you're alone and that you're a thousand miles away from anybody, God is with you and he will never forsake you. He sees every tear. He sees every step you take, every breath you take. He sees you in the good and in the bad. and he's there with you. So you may be there by yourself, but you're there with him.
Yes.
And that's the message of this song. It's just so powerful to just, when someone's going through something, you know, it's one thing to pick up the Bible and read a verse, but it's another thing to see those words be transformed into a song and God breathes life into them. And, you know, this song is taken from the scripture in Deuteronomy 31:6, where he says, he will never leave you and he will never forsake you. And there were times in my life, especially going through this grief, that I couldn't find any other words to say to God other than, don't leave me and don't forsake me. Just be here with me. And even if you just repeat that over and over and over, you know, your flesh side begins to really believe that and know that, you know. Sometimes
right.
That side's the hardest side to convince.
So true, so true. And Natasha, I'm so glad that you shared that message. And so for those who have not had a chance to hear it from Natasha Owens' album, here is Not For a Moment. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Make sure you guys stay with us. That was Not For a Moment here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online around the world thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. It's from the album I Made It Through by Natasha Owen. She's been joining us this half hour talking with us not only about the message of the music but also the ministry of it as well. So, Natasha, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and, of course, be able to get the album for themselves?
Well, you can purchase the album on Amazon, on iTunes. You can purchase the physical CDs on cdbaby.com. You can also follow me on my website, natashaowensmusic.com. On Facebook is Natasha Owens Music, and Twitter is at Tasha Owens Music instead of Natasha. So
that to make sure that they stay in contact with you there. And again, the album is I Made It Through. The great thing about Amazon.com is they can get the individual singles, like if they really like that particular single, and Not For a Moment, but also they can get the entire album there as well. And as you mentioned, the if they want to take advantage of seeing what you actually wrote about inside of the album, they can go to cdbaby.com to be able to get it from there. Natasha, we really appreciate you taking out the time this afternoon to talk with us and also, of course, to share the message of this album and also of your own journey, because I think it's definitely inspiring and something that our listeners will benefit from. It goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you, Cyrus, so much. God bless you.
God bless you as well, Natasha. Again, everyone, Natasha Owens has been our guest. Make sure you guys do visit her on her website, natashaowensmusic.com. And then, of course, as she mentioned, you can find her at Natasha Owens Music. We actually tagged her Facebook fan page, so you can be able to find her easily there as well and join the conversation with her there. And if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can find the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available for both of you there on that site. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You'll click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there underneath the player. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great afternoon.